Belief and action are inseparable partners in the way human beings move through the world. Every meaningful action begins with some belief, even if that belief is not carefully stated or fully conscious. When we choose to speak, apply for a job, commit to a relationship, or take a risk, we are operating on an assumption that the effort matters. We may believe that success is possible, that the future can be influenced, or simply that doing something is better than doing nothing. Without belief, action collapses into hesitation. Even the smallest decision, getting out of bed, making a phone call, attempting a new skill, requires a basic conviction that the action is worth taking. At the same time, belief alone does not produce outcomes. Belief without action is like a plan left on paper, inspiring but inert. People often wait for perfect certainty before acting, but certainty is rarely available. In real life, action is often what gives belief its strength. When someone begins to practice, train, or experiment, they build evidence that reinforces confidence. The act of trying becomes proof that progress is possible. Over time, repeated action turns fragile belief into sturdy trust. In that way, belief fuels action, and action feeds belief back in return. This cycle is complicated by risk. We are always managing the fear of being stuck out on a limb, exposed and unsupported. Most people want confidence before committing energy because effort costs something: time, pride, money, or comfort. If we fail, we don't just lose results. We may feel embarrassed, discouraged, or depleted. So we look for a sense of certainty that things will work before we commit. This desire is not irrational. It is a form of self-protection. Confidence functions like a safety rail that keeps us from plunging into wasted effort. However, waiting for certainty can also become its own trap. If belief must be complete before action begins, then growth becomes impossible. Many worthwhile outcomes only appear after sustained effort, meaning that success often requires more than a single action or moment of inspiration. You may need repeated practice, persistence through disappointment, and adjustments along the way. In this sense, belief is less like a guarantee and more like a willingness to continue even when results are incomplete. The most useful belief is not, "I will definitely succeed," but "this is worth attempting and I can learn as I go." Opportunity cost plays an important role in deciding how much belief we need before acting. When the cost of trying is low, excessive worry becomes unnecessary. Small risks, sending an email, testing an idea, attempting a new habit, are rarely catastrophic. In those cases, action itself is a smart way to gather information. You may not need high confidence because the loss is minimal, and the potential gain could be significant. Low-cost effort can be treated like exploration rather than commitment. Ultimately, belief and action are intertwined because each strengthens the other. Belief gives direction, and action gives proof. The wise approach is to manage risk without being paralyzed by it. Seek enough confidence to begin, take low-cost steps when possible, and allow consistent effort to build the certainty needed to continue.